From the magnificent Midwest, it's the Suzanne Venker Show, where men and women are equal in value but wildly different by nature. Join us here every week as we challenge the culture's hugely flawed narratives about men, women, sex, and love. From coast to coast and from around the world, thank you for joining us. So I've been walloped with emails and Facebook comments from women who are products of a generation, mainly boomers, but also some Gen X, that taught their daughters to achieve and excel and to be blindly ambitious without giving any thought to or making any plans for marriage and motherhood. Reading over these stories, it's almost like marriage and motherhood are dirty words. So you can imagine what happens to most of these women, most of whom still choose to get married and have kids eventually, even if they put it off. That's still a thing. All we're doing is postponing it. We're not erasing it or choosing to erase it, no matter what you might hear in the news. Although it's true, things are slowly changing on that front. Marriage is down and people are having fewer babies and all of that. But by and large, women still choose to marry and have children eventually. And they are at an incredible disadvantage. And here's why. I'm going to read some of these emails to give you a flavor of what I see on my end. This one's from Dana. Hi, Suzanne. You've inspired me to leave my corporate job and become a stay-at-home mom to our three-year-old. But I'm scared I won't be a good one because the things I've been told all my life will be true, like I'll be unfulfilled, bored, resentful, etc. I have worked since I was 14, and I have this belief that that's what I have to do to justify being a stay-at-home mom, and I'm afraid I'm going to fall short of that. I've always been ambitious and driven in my career, and my job has brought me a good degree of satisfaction, but I'm having trouble seeing how I can apply those aspects of my personality to being a stay-at-home mom. This one's from Bethany. Yes, my mother put the fear of having children into me. I quite literally freaked out getting pregnant in my 20s because I thought my life would be over. And now my life's greatest joy is finally starting. I don't have a name for this one. I had my first baby this year in April. Previously, I worked as an accountant and I have a CPA license, which is a big accomplishment for me and something I wanted to get since high school. However, I knew once I had my baby, I wanted to stay home, and my husband fully supports that. The problem is that I feel this pull to get a job. This is the part that I want you to really hear, because this is what I'm hearing over and over and over again. Maybe it's from my upbringing or what I see on social media. I'm not sure. I feel a lot of pressure to work, but every time I think about actually getting a job and being away from my baby, it really upsets me, so I don't want to go through with it. My husband tells me the only one pressuring me is me. He doesn't want me to work and talks me out of it every time. I don't know why this feeling of needing to work keeps coming back in a cycle. I think part of it is the money aspect. It's hard to give up $3,000 plus in savings per month that we were doing before she was born. And I find myself being impatient about big purchases we're planning for. Any encouragement or advice would be appreciated. I want to be content with being home with my baby, but I'm not sure how to be. This is Ashley. Hi, Suzanne. I'm an avid listener of your podcast. I hold a master's degree from a high-ranking university. I worked up to being a high-level employee in a company right out of grad school, and then I got pregnant, and my husband and I were overjoyed. However, it didn't hit me until she was nearly born that I wanted to be home with her. I attribute that last-minute realization to consuming, both consciously and unconsciously, the cultural narrative that children are an accessory, not a priority. I negotiated having a part-time position at my job, and that negotiation was fraught with pushback and challenge instead of support. My then boss asked accusingly, "Didn't you think of daycare?" Dear Suzanne, I'm a stay-at-home mother to a 12-month-old boy. This is very much what I wanted to do, but wow, babies are hard. This week, I posted on a mother's forum to ask for advice from more experienced stay-at-home moms on how to make daily life a bit more enjoyable. Out of the 30 or more responses I got, only 3 or 4 actually offered me some tips. The rest all advised me to go back to work, suggesting I was clearly miserable and needed to work and that I shouldn't martyr myself, that my baby would be better off in daycare than with a mother who found life at home hard. Others said the only reason to be a stay-at-home mom is if you can't afford childcare or you absolutely love being at home. The main advice was to jump ship and prioritize my needs. And here's the last one. I mean, there's many, many more. I just pulled out the ones I thought would be the most impactful. This is from a woman named Carrie. This information needs to get out. I was raised to achieve, excel, and to be ambitious. Then we had 4 kids in 5 years. She goes on to say she found herself the primary breadwinner in that time, so that my husband could leave his job that he was making because he never saw our kids. And this caused significant stress, yada, yada. I felt so alone and confused until I found this podcast. We've been working toward my working less or not at all, but we have both absolutely struggled with the way we were brainwashed into thinking that I should be able to do it all because I've always been able to in the past, before having 4 kids. I love that. Like one has anything to do with the other. I mean, I get why she's saying this because this is all she's heard her whole life you just fold the babies on into your life and just carry on as though nothing major just happened. We are slowly shifting into more traditional gender roles. I've been able to parent myself through my feelings and realize that my reaction to my role as breadwinner and wife and mom was and is normal. There's nothing wrong with me because I can't keep up. My heart knew all of this, but I was also fighting the ubiquitous messages society tells us that the data show that we want to be spread so thin and have egalitarian marriages. What? I've been binging your podcast since I found it. And I shared this episode with my husband, and he's on board with our transition. Thank you, Suzanne. You're a godsend. Please know that for every person who leaves a review, I know there are many who are listening quietly with bursting, thankful hearts. So that was very nice. Thank you for that. Some of these emails, that's the most frustrating thing for me is that I want to be able to take everything that I receive and just get it out there. And I don't have a means to really do that in a huge way on a consistent basis with all I have going on. And it's hard for me because I want people so much to hear this and understand what's really going on with modern moms. I mean, they are dealing with going from making an income to not making one, which for the record, that's not entirely new. I did that. Everybody I knew did that. Most women work before they have kids. I don't know about most. A lot of them do. It's pretty standard. So making that shift isn't new, but making it today in a culture where money is so, there's so much tension surrounding the economy and money and the cost of everything and how to make it work, that it's just harder today, unquestionably. I mean, you can live on less, but when you're used to a certain standard of living, and I'm convinced that's really what's happening, it's not that people can't live on one income. It's that they got so accustomed to living on two incomes because no one taught them or told them, hey, there's going to come a time when you're going to want to step back and you're not going to have those two incomes for a season. So how do you adjust your thinking and your lifestyle to accommodate that? That is really so much more about what it's about. And then a lot of these folks who are getting with me are just figuring out the money end because of that. Not getting support from their husbands. A lot of husbands have been acclimated to the two incomes as well. And if women, I mean, they're really no different from the women in terms of the indoctrination, the brainwashing. It's affected both women and men. Again, no pre-plan whatsoever for this stage of life. Not having grandparents around to help, that's another thing that they've got to contend with. So it is a lot. These are all things that make motherhood so much harder than it should be. But at the core of all of it, in my opinion, is the unbelievable lack of support and screwed up values that we have today, where we do not recognize the most significant and impactful aspect of life, which is raising babies to become healthy, self-sustaining adults. The truth is that there is no task more satisfying than raising babies, although it won't always feel that way in the moment. I shouldn't just say raising babies, raising children. But especially in those early years when it's so new, it's, you know, obviously a very different kind of feeling than the later years that, you know, there's all these different stages. But at the end of the day, it is the most satisfying work that you will do, despite the challenges. It's going to be more fulfilling. So the problem is that few women today ever hear this. All they ever hear is a bunch of negative crap. All they ever hear is, you know, this is going to ruin your life, or your career is going to be ruined, or you can't live on one income, or babies are fine in daycare, or all this crap that's just false advertising. And so in addition to that, they get zero support for the pull that they have to be with their baby when that time comes. I mean, and quite frankly, why would they want to do it when they have no support and they keep hearing all this negative stuff? And the thing is that most women will eventually return to the marketplace in some capacity after having children, usually part-time. Most women do it part-time. And then maybe when their kids are grown full-time. And that's a conversation of its own. But here's the important point. This is the part that I want women to hear. Babies are not beneath you just because you're capable of doing more. Just because you're going to have a life outside of motherhood. One really doesn't, I mean, I want to say one has nothing to do with the other, but of course it does. They're very much linked in terms of trying to map out a life to incorporate both pieces for a lot of women, many women. But they technically don't have to do with each other in terms of their value. In other words, you can be a smart and accomplished woman and also take care of a baby. The latter doesn't erase the former. They're just separate. You can do both. And both are going to be part of a long life. But the one that you've been taught to think of as less than is actually way more than. So being, again, I'm gonna say it again, you can be a smart and accomplished woman and also take care of a baby. It doesn't erase anything. It just leads to a more balanced and satisfying life. And of course, again, the baby part, the relationship part, the home part is always going to be more important and more satisfying, always. And I'm sorry that you don't hear that and you don't know that and that you keep getting walloped with all this negative crap. It's just, it's really problematic. And I sincerely hope that there's going to be a turnaround very soon. And that ends this hour of the Suzanne Venker Show. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and to leave us a review, as well as share this episode with a friend. As always, you may reach me with any questions or comments at Suzanne@thesuzannevenkershow.com. And if you would like to support this podcast, which would be very much appreciated, you can do so at patreon.com/thesuzannevenkershow. Thanks, everyone. Have a good week.